Samayadi, aka Hidden Flair. You're listening to Power FM.
A Zambian natural. That just means Z and Afro.
Hit all day.
Power FM 91.3 K
Stacy. Yo, what up, what it do? I go by the name of Nazong, aka Daddy Dong, yeah.
Big Rash, hot damn. Put it in my face, that is awesome. Four chains, zone fam. Plus I got kicks, bam dam.
And you're listening to Power FM 91.3.
Take two.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Failure to manage citizens' expectations could trigger change of government, warns Dr. Nevis Mumba.
Vice President Mutalena Lumango calls for stronger regional partnerships to accelerate Africa's digital transformation.
Seychelles' run of fault could reshape island nations, course in international news.
In sports news, Chipolopolo suffered defeat to Niger at home.
And now, the Power FM News.
Up front and reliable news every day. I'm Grace Wanji.
And I'm Shekinah Sakala.
Opposition Movement for Multi-Party Democracy, MMD President Dr. Nevis Mumba, has cautioned that the government's failure to effectively manage citizens' expectations could trigger change of government, like in Malawi. Dr. Mumba said the younger generation, which is more informed and vocal due to the rise of social media, will not tolerate what he described as empty promises. He emphasized the importance of transparency and accountability in governance, urging the UPND-led government to consistently keep citizens informed about both progress and challenges being faced. Dr. Mumba further called on the government to work closely with the people, particularly in areas where promises have been made, to strengthen public confidence and maintain trust in leadership.
We need to manage expectations of the citizens. The generation we have today, your generation, is very different from my generation. We grew up under Kenneth Kaunda. We honored ZNBC, Daily Mail, Times of Zambia, and you have to understand what we heard about Zambia, we only heard them through state media. So the political party in government told us what we needed to know, and we had no alternative option to know anything else. So we were very loyal for 27 years, voting for the same man, because we didn't have any options, you understand. But this generation is on social media. They are studying all the time. They are comparing nation to nation. They are looking at the promises we made when we're running for elections. They are deciding that this man may not be truthful because he told us this, he hasn't done this. So they are watching us every day.
In another development, opposition in Zambia We Want Party President Kapembwa Simbao has noted that many Zambian businesses are struggling to survive due to high operating costs and limited government support. Speaking to Power FM News, Mr. Simbao argued that empowering locals to own and manage businesses would help curb poverty, boost employment, and drive sustainable economic growth. Mr. Simbao further stated that his party is committed to creating an inclusive and equitable economy that places Zambians at the center of national development. He added that by promoting local ownership and control of key sectors, the party hopes to build a self-reliant economy where the country's resources directly improve citizens' lives.
You have heard the way Trump is talking about business. You have to show them up. You have to be there for them. They have to be in the front. You have to find them business and customers and everything. And that's what Trump is doing. And that's what everyone does everywhere else. It's only us who think we can do it. So look, our fellow Zambians try to do something, but they have no support of government. They are supposed to be... I'll tell you something. In South Korea, you have heard of Hyundai, Samsung,
yes,
whatever.
Yes, yes.
All that is government initiative. They provided everything. They just had people say, look, I think I have the capacity to run this thing. And then they give them the support. We have to copy such things. We can't expect Simbao, with this poor background in terms of finances,
yes,
to start something big or to buy a mine or something. I have the ideas. I have the energy. But I don't have the means.
Mm.
So government is supposed to provide those means. And that's what the Zambia we want wants to do.
And in another special development, Vice President Mutale Nalumango has called for stronger regional partnerships to accelerate Africa's digital transformation following the conclusion of the Digital Government Africa Summit 2025 in Lusaka. The Vice President says the summit's outcomes will deliver tangible results for the continent's development, details in the following report.
The just-ended Digital Government Africa Summit 2025 has been described as a milestone for the continent's digital transformation agenda. Leaders, innovators and investors from across Africa gathered in Lusaka to share ideas and forge partnerships aimed at accelerating e-government development and digital inclusion. Vice President Mutale Nalumango has emphasized that the DGA Summit 2025 was not merely a meeting for theories, but a platform whose outcomes will be practical and yield tangible results for Africa's future. Speaking during the closing ceremony of the summit, Mrs. Nalumango underscored the importance of regional partnerships in achieving digital transformation across the continent.
We must now take the commitments made here and translate them into action. I've heard the minister say that. He was also referring to the vice president of Botswana. Basically meaning that our discussions here, our conversations here, cannot continue to just be part of the talk show. It is the action that you are going to carry out, translating the work of 3 days that you have done in your country, in our continent. In Zambia, our focus has always been on delivering for the people.
At the same event, Uganda's Minister of ICT and National Guidance, Dr. Chris Bariomunsi, announced that the 2026 DGA Summit will be hosted in Kampala, Uganda. Dr. Bariomunsi said Uganda is ready to host next year's edition, with preparations already underway.
Hosting the 2026 allows us to focus the summit's energy on a theme critical for our collective future, from strategy to scale, accelerating digital public services across sectors. We want to see pilots become national programs and successful case studies become regional standards. We want every meeting to result in a measurable next step for digital maturity across our continent.
And in his closing remarks, Minister of Technology and Science, Felix Mtati, emphasized that the partnership and collaboration remain key to driving investment and co-creating digital strategies.
The Digital Government Africa Summit brings us together. Your Honor, we came together to listen to each other, to learn from each other, so that we begin to deliver for Africa, the digital transformation to the people of Africa, for them to be able to lead a better life.
Exilda Perry reporting for Power FM News in Lusaka.
And within a separate development, United Party for National Development, UPND, Kafue Mayoral aspirant Vena Zulu has observed that the continued lack of understanding of the decentralization policy by most civic leaders is significantly contributing to failures in the implementation of the Constituency Development Fund, also known as CDF. Speaking to Power FM News in Lusaka, Ms. Zulu underscored the urgent need to bridge the knowledge gap on CDF if the fund is to meaningfully drive decentralization agenda for the country. She stressed that civic leaders need to understand the policy and break the vitals into real developmental projects that will speak to the devolution of aspects of governance where local people own the development through their participation. In the meantime, she disclosed that she remains committed to ensuring that Kafue Town capitalizes on the decentralization agenda under the UPND government.